Vincent Bruno. His website is stopnoahidelaw.blogspot.com. And I would like to make reference, and I'll post that again in the chat room. I would also like to make reference to a link that you have on your website. I have so many links. About the, let's see, where is that link? To the 'Noahide Law and Homosexuality.' The encyclopedia, the 2006. Let me bring it up. The Jewish Encyclopedia that has been made available so that you can look this stuff up, and it's the JewishEncyclopedia.com, and talks a lot about a lot of stuff in there, correct?
Yeah, yes, it does, about the Noahide laws. You can get an overview on it, and it's very, the Jewish 1906 Jewish Encyclopedia is very candid about it. I know we're going to be getting questions, so I'm not going to explain why, but in the Talmud, so the Noahide laws prohibit murder and theft, but Jews are allowed to murder and steal from non-Jews without any sort of penalty. A non-Jew is executed for stealing the smallest denomination of coins. So even if you steal a penny, you're executed. A Jew needs to steal more to be executed. And also a Jew can escape execution if they return the items. Now, when it comes to adultery, anyone is executed. Non-Jews who sleep with one another are executed. An adult male Jew is not executed unless he sleeps with the wife of another Jew. If an adult Jew sleeps with an adult Jew can sleep with the wife of a non-Jew and escape execution. So if he sleeps with the wife of a Jew, he's executed. But if he sleeps with the wife of a non-Jew, he's not executed. Now, we all know, I don't know if your listeners know, but it's very common knowledge that the Talmud permits adult male Jews to commit both heterosexual and homosexual pedophilia with children under the age nine and even under three. It's interesting. They can only have sex with a Jewish infant over the age of three, but if it's a non-Jewish infant, it can be younger than that. They do have that stipulation. But also, if they have the stipulation, you know, how do people even think like this? So adult Jewish males are allowed to commit pedophilia with young children. However, if a minor, the example that I found was a seven-year-old boy, non-Jewish, commits adultery with an adult non-Jewish married female, both are executed. Both the seven-year-old and the adult are both executed. So there is no difference. However, if a youth Jew commits adultery with a adult married Jew or an adult married non-Jew, he escapes execution. When it comes to Jews, there is a difference between being tried as an adult and being tried as a child, where you don't have that going on when you are a non-Jew. Non-Jews are not allowed to create their own holidays or they're killed. So you're not allowed to celebrate Christmas or Easter. Some Christians like to celebrate Sabbath. You are not allowed to celebrate Jewish holidays or you're killed. Non-Jews are not allowed to learn the Talmud, and the Talmud says that's because if we learn Jewish law, we'll use it against the Jews in our own courts. So Jews who learn the Talmud are to be killed. You're only allowed to learn the Noahide laws. So you're kept ignorant of the rest of Jewish law, which is very inflammatory. You're only allowed to learn the sections that they hand to you and that you are allowed to. Now, most people are not going to be against the eating animals alive. However, there are interesting kosher stipulations on that, meaning that one of the issues is that lab-grown meat. So the stipulation is you may not eat the flesh cut from a living animal. So what religious Jews say is that in order to create lab-cloned meat, you need to take the cell off of a living animal and then use that cell. So they say you're eating the flesh cut from a living animal. So we wouldn't be able to eat that. Now let's just talk about Palestine before we start taking any kind of
calls.
We
do have some callers lining up. So
okay, well, I'm almost done then. So,
okay.
I just want to get into contradictions quickly.
Sure.
So they talk now. I didn't get into there's seven laws, but under those seven laws, there's many sub laws called dinim. So like under idolatry, people wouldn't consider idolatry, but you're not allowed to practice astrology. And different kinds of things like that. There's hundreds of these sub-laws, some people, they get, some Jews, it's all up to interpretation, and you don't want it, depending on which Jew you're talking about, you're going to get different dinim, different sub-laws, different things you have to follow. You know, who are we going to follow? Who's in charge? Are you going to get beheaded for doing something or not? It's very confusing. So there's lots of contradictions. Quickly, let's just get into Palestine, and that's where I'm going to end it. So when it comes to Palestine, they are converting the Palestinians to this Noahide agenda that is going on. They've made it clear that non-Jews who do not follow the Noahide laws are not allowed to live in Israel. That's what the chief rabbi said. The King's Torah came out and said that you are allowed to kill Palestinians even if they are following the Noahide laws, And what is interesting is that when the Jews were first invading Canaan, even Canaanites that accepted the Noahide laws were driven out, or if they were permitted to stay, they had to pay a tax. So even if these Palestinians convert to Noahide law, they can still be basically second-class citizens within the land of Israel who can be killed at any time. So I don't know. We can take questions or,
Let's see who we've got here hanging on. Let's take John in California. John?
Hello, Deanna. Can you hear me?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Mr. Bruno, this is very good. Thank you for all your great information. I read a book years ago. It's called From the Temple to the Talmud, written by Dr. Harold Rome, writes to the Barnes Review. And I very interested. I just reread it not too long ago, and I found some more that I really didn't see in the first part. One of the things about going back to the 9th, 10th, 11th centuries when they were doing converting Bible out of Greek and that, is claimed a lot of those who were rewriting it into the English were had the Talmudical training. Very interesting. So you're wondering if a lot of this got is misinformation. Another part of it was saying later on in the set they were telling Jews were complaining about they're being discriminated against going back maybe in the Middle Ages in the 1400s, 1500s, and the elders were saying, well, what you do is in this because of their patience, you go get into the religion, like Christians become priests, bishops, archbishops, and undermine the religion from that over time. Same thing with health, become doctors and practitioners and undermine them through that as a way to conquer them.
They're definitely doing that shatuf deception. So they're going into the churches and they're telling the churches that you're not quite idolatrous. You are called shittuf. Now, what they're telling them in that statement is that they are, shittuf is a lower understanding. They're telling them that the Trinity is a lower understanding, that it's not it's not right, but you're not going to be decapitated for it, which is a lie. But they're going in and they're saying it's Shatuf. They are working with them in order to slowly remove the Trinity from Christianity and to insert whatever is not kosher in Christianity under the Noahide laws will slowly be weeded out by these religious councils. They go in, they find religious leaders who are prominent, that have a lot of clout and a lot of power. They form these religious councils. They come together. They parse apart the religion. They find that they write down what is acceptable, what is not acceptable, and then they start programs to weed out what they don't like. And what that does is it leaves behind a shell that looks like Christianity, but it is in fact Noahidism. And then eventually you could just drop the Christianity altogether and you're just Noahide. Like, I know one deception is to say they call him Rabbi Jesus, right? So Rabbi Jesus, that he's just a rabbi. He was a good rabbi. He wasn't the son of God. He was just another rabbi to teach Judaism. That's one of the deceptions that they're using. We have infinite numbers of them.
Yeah, and like the Talmud, you just can't, like, you go into a store, you can't buy a Bible. You can't. You can't go into a synagogue and read it. And the thing is, I don't even know if you can read it through in the internet anywhere, but that's, yeah, it's very difficult. Like you said, they keep it out, even a lot of Jews, that certain things you can't read, except the elders, the very high things of it.
Yeah, but you're supposed to non Jews. Yes?
Are you familiar with Dr. Kevin Barrett?
No.
He's an Islamologist service, but he's American, and he writes a lot of stuff, yeah, talking about that and what they're doing. So he's very good. But the other thing you were talking about with the sexual against, is that I heard something that probably that incest in the family, Jewish families, all that the same thing you were talking about somewhat?
I'm sorry, I don't understand your question. What?
So incest among the Jewish in the family, is that something they talked about in the Talmud as permission?
No, yes. The Talmud says that uncle-niece marriages are very holy. They're considered and actually in Rhode Island, only Jews, nieces and uncles may marry each other. That is still on the law. They passed a law in Rhode Island many years ago Jewish men can marry their nieces, and they were the only people that were allowed to do that. So, yes, incest is part of the Talmud, and it's part of Jewish culture.
All right. What's your website again, Mr. Bruno?
StopNoahideLaw.blogspot.com.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It was very good. Thank you, Deanna. Keep it up.
Okay. Thank you. Take care. Okay, let's take Greg in Arkansas. Greg?
Hello, Diana. Thanks for having Mr. Bruno on.
Yes, I will state that
as a listener on the telephone, I'm struggling to hear you guys for some reason. Your voices aren't very loud coming through the telephone. So I'm going to try to bumble my way through my questions simply because I'm not as versed as possibly a lot of Christians are, and especially I'm not as versed as I should be on the progression of Judaism through the years and how there is, to some extent, the original Israelite Judeans have been replaced by some imposters or some,
talking about Khazars?
Exactly. So I wanted to start by asking a simple question. I heard Mr. Bruno state that he was raised a Jehovah's Witness. Mr. Bruno, have you strayed away from Christianity because of any of these facts that you're imparting to us? Do you claim Jesus as the Savior? Are you do you believe in the Trinity or no? Or what are your beliefs at this point, having been raised as a Jehovah's Witness, and has it soured you any on Christianity?
Well, Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe in the Trinity, I wasn't raised with the Trinity. I'm not a Christian. I have left Christianity, but I don't know what if it would have been different if I was raised Christian. I can't say. I'm not sure. But I did not like being a Jehovah's Witness at all. I think that it taught me a lot about the Bible, but it was not a pleasant experience, no. And it definitely had a large impact on the decision that I made in my life. Yes, that's true. Yes.
Okay. So you're pretty much stating that you do not believe in a Trinity, nor do you believe in Jesus as a redeemer of the Israelite people, correct?
Correct.
Okay. One other thing I wanted to ask you, because you have an avenue, you were recently interviewed, did an interview with Adam Green. Maybe some of your listeners are familiar with Adam Green. And I like Adam Green, but there are some suspicions about Adam Green having worked for some of the intelligence agencies. The background is there on his websites and his resumes and that kind of thing. People have dug them up, and yes, he did work for a lot of intelligence agencies, which we do know most of them are Israeli Mossad, heavily involved. I noticed all of a sudden, having known this thing about Adam Green and the great work that he does do, but he's recently done a really hard 180, and you have an avenue of communication with Adam, something that disturbed me last night. I was watching one of his broadcasts last night, and he did a 180, and he does a lot of blasphemy against the God of the Bible, which, of course, Christians these days believe in the New Testament, and the God of the Bible, it is the same God, of course, but he was rather harsh in the first five books, or, you know, the Old Testament. And I'm wondering if you can get a word of communication through to Adam Green to back off some of the blasphemy, because it is still the same creator. And he's doing great work, but maybe you can get through to him and to explain to him. I don't think he really understands that.
Greg, do you have a question?
Pardon me?
It seems like you're trying to preach a particular thing here.
No, I'm not trying to preach anything, because I'm not versed enough. It's just a matter of he's doing great work, but he needs to lighten up. And Mr. Bruno does have a line of communication with him. I think there's a little bit of a loss between how the Jewish people have changed identities over the years, and I don't think that he fully understands the original 12 tribes in the Bible. So I don't know, Mr. Bruno, if you can get through to him and try to explain some of that to him, it might be a help for all of the people that are trying to expose this Noahide law stuff, because I know Adam Green is trying to do a lot of work with this Noahide exposure. So thank you and appreciate you being there, but if you can get a word of communication through to Adam to lighten up a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Greg.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, let's take... did you want to make any comments?
No, we can. If there's other calls, like, we can take other calls.
Okay, let's take Donna in California. Donna?
Hello.
Hi.
Am I on the air?
Yes, hi.
Okay. Very informative program today. Thank you. I'm going to ask a question. You said that the Noahide laws were a matter of worship, and it's a matter of choice. You don't have to take the Noahide laws, right?
No, you do. They're mandatory. They're obligatory. And if you don't, you're beheaded.
They're mandatory?
They're mandatory. They're not. Yes. Everywhere it's obligatory, incumbent, binding upon humanity. Whenever you look up the Noahide laws, everything is obligatory, mandatory, binding, behead those who don't follow it. No, it's absolutely 100% mandatory. It is not up to choice, no.
Well, this kind of reminds me of in the book of Revelation, where it says, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." This sounds like the Noahide laws.
The beheadings, yes, in in the Book of Revelation, those who were given the power of judgment, the power like judgment, Noah High Court, you know, beheading the faithful and stuff like that. Yes, the fact that it mentions the beheadings in the Bible and that the religious stipulations for breaking the Noahide laws is decapitation, and the stress on courts, the setting up of courts. The Bible says that those who were given authority, it definitely sounds like it's related.
Okay, I think we're...
Well, that's what I was thinking.
We're due to a break here.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bring the world under submission, but with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Vincent Bruno. The website is stopnoahidelaw.blogspot.com. And, we have a caller, Charles, in Florida. Charles?
Hello. Hello, Diana.
Hello.
Could I speak? What's your first name of your guest? I didn't catch that.
Vincent.
What is it?
Vincent.
Vincent. Vincent. Vincent.
I couldn't hear that.
Vincent. Vincent.
You're different people mentioning different religious, Protestant religious groups, or the Jehovah's Witness and the Mormons are both quasi-Masonic. They were established by Masons, or Jehovah's, or the Mormons are established as a union of Masonry and anti-Masonry together. In Nauvoo, Illinois. So the anti-Masons are there when the Masons persecuted in Nauvoo, Illinois, a town in southern Illinois. Regular Masons persecuted the Mormons, and there was a union of Masons and anti-Masons, if that makes any sense. They went out to Salt Lake City, established Salt Lake City.
I have a pretty good knowledge of Mormon history. I was a Mormon for most of my life.
Yeah, I know.
Seminary for several years, and I'm very well read in Mormon history. So I think you might have some facts.
No, what's his name? William Morgan's widow showed up when they had the persecutions in Nauvoo, Illinois, and she was in Brigham Young's harem. So
actually, she was married to Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith had numerous wives, many of whom were 12 and 13. And she was one of them, okay? She may have ended up with Brigham Young, but she started out with Joseph Smith. Do you have a question about what Vincent?
The groups like that in Masonry. I've been in Masonry myself. It's kind of a Gnostic Manichaean. It's very much like Unitarians. They have a position in the people that are. Or deist,
Go on my website and search Freemasonry. And if you go down, first of all, you will see that in one of its earliest charters, the Grand Lodge of England said that Freemasons were bound to follow the Noahide Code. The 21st degree of Freemasonry is called the Noahide. People are
you mean in Scottish Rite? Scottish Rite?
Yeah, that's the more popular one, right?
Yeah, Scottish Rite was introduced into this country by an ancestor of the Sulzberger family that owns the New York Times. Michael Moses Hayes was an ancestor of the Sulzberger Ox family in 1895, bought out the control of the New York Times.
They bought it in 1896.
Pardon?
He bought it in 1896. And they've controlled the New York Times since then.
So it Charleston, South Carolina in 1808 is where Southern Jurisdiction Scottish Rite started. Then 1812, a group broke away and created the Northern Jurisdiction. This is pre-Albert Pike. Albert Pike only came along and reorganized the Southern Jurisdiction after, like, 1850s.
Right.
Towards the time of the Civil War. But Moses Michael Hayes, you never read about him in history of Masonry in the United States or Masonry. Abraham Jonas, you ever heard of him? Abraham Lincoln's discoverer and boss in Illinois.
If you go to the website, you will see there are lots of quotes from Freemasons. That it's Noahide also. Another interesting that happened. In Freemasonry, you have to be a monotheist, and that's the first rule of the Noahides. When they had the Grand Lodge over in Calcutta, they allowed Zoroastrians in, and actually they called Zoroastrians Noahides. I don't know if I have that up on the website, but I do have it on another one. They, over in England, in India, the Zoroastrians are called Parsis, but Freemasonry labeled the Parsis Noahides. So we know that they're interested in Noahidizing people. The 21st degree is the Noahide. People think that they are going to be the Noahide judge. I know in York Freemasonry, there's the Mariner. And it has everything to do with Noah and Noah's regalia and the rainbow. So in both York and Scottish Freemasonry, you have this Noahide infiltration if it is not founded. Because Freemasonry is all about Solomon's Temple and all the magic that came out of Solomon's Temple. And it's all Jewish mysticism. Go to the StopNoahideLaw.blogspot and you will see both Jews and Freemasonry, how deep and detailed they went into saying that Judaism is Freemasonry and Freemasonry is Judaism.
Right, that's correct. And then Albert Pike says that in Morals and Dogma that at the higher levels, it's Kabbalism. The Kabbalah, what's Israel Shahak? I don't know if you ever read him, a Jewish Israeli dissident that wrote Jewish History, Jewish Religion.
Yes, yes.
He says in there that since modern Judaism is Kabbalistic Judaism, it's not the old Judaism, it's become Kabbalistic. He says whether they deny it or not, they worship five gods. Yeah. I guess he wasn't joking.
Okay, we're going to if you'd like to hold over, it's fine. Joseph Smith was very much into the Kabbalah. Okay, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you?
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty, we are back. And our guest is Vincent Bruno. His website is stopnoahidelaw.blogspot.com. Did our last caller hang on, or do we go?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, do you have another question or comment? Because we do have some other callers. We do have some
callers. I don't have any question. I just thank you for I'll let other people. Yeah, I just wanted to say about Abraham Lincoln, though. Abraham Jonas was his discoverer and his mentor behind the scenes.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Charles.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Let's take Murr in Wisconsin. Murr?
Hello. You can hear me now.
Yes.
Hi, Deanna.
Yes.
And Vincent.
Hello. Hi.
Vincent was my grandfather's name. He made his own violin.
Wow.
Yeah, but he calls it a fiddle. It was a regular concert violin. But anyway, I think it was a couple of years ago. Is that there? Can you hear the audio all right? I don't know if it's breaking up here or there.
That's fine. Do you have a question?
Yes. Yes, a couple of years ago I'd called in to John Morse because a couple of our soldier listeners were very upset that on his website, when you turned it on, was the Israeli News Live logo, which was two flapping Israeli flags. And it very much disturbed them because they had found out that all the wars were for them. You know, that we were dying not for any good purpose, but for them. So anyway, I had called him and asked him about that. And right away, they're Christian people. Steve Bannon, Jewish, and his wife, Yana, she's Czech Jew, but her father is a Jewish one, so in Israel, she's a goy. So anyway, they've both done a lot of research, and especially her, and they changed it right away and put two peace doves up. But I got talking to John Moore about Noahide, and he tried to belittle it and say, you know, it's like Cheese Day, okay? Seeing as how I'm calling from Wisconsin. So then the next time we talked about it, I guess he was trying to be more sensitive, and he said it was more like Ice Cream Day. So, but, of course, I know that's not true at all, and then I had listened and studied and heard you and Dr. Day and all kind of other research, and you mentioned Michael Brown. He kind of tricked E. Michael Jones into coming on, and then he smeared the editing around so we could call him a Christian anti-Semite. And this was just before the Poway staged event. They have the information behindhand, the hidden tyranny, okay? They've got intel inside. That's Israel inside everything, okay? Anyway, the rabbi there's fingers healed. Isn't that nice? They grew back, but after he set him up like this, right away, Dannon and the ambassador from Israel in the UN also said the same thing. So they're starting to clamp down really tight, but a lot, you've got to figure all these staged events, and this is what else I was telling John Moore, because, you know, he has his gun people on and everything, and he said, well, it never happened, no staged events. They were all to show that legally, not lawfully, but legal precedent was being set that the Goy had to have Noahide laws administered by Sanhedrin because clearly we couldn't take care of ourselves. You know, even having these...
If you see every time that there is a shooting, a death, a murder, whatever, theft, the just general decay of society, they come forward and they say, well, we need the Noahide laws to rectify this. As for your friend, I've heard this rubbish too, that Education Day is like National Ice Cream Day. No, National Ice Cream Day Congress is not recognizing that the seven laws of ice cream are the foundation upon which the nation was founded, or that it's our responsibility to educate people about it, or that without it we stand in peril of chaos. None of that. I mean, that's a joke, and he's insulting people's intelligence to tell
exactly.
people that
actually
this is
he's a very good
day.
Yeah, he's a very good broadcaster right here on Republic Broadcasting, John Moore, in the mornings on weekdays, and he's Army Intel, and so he knows all this, but they don't want to believe it. They can talk about China, oh yeah, but they can't say that all this intel inside and everything is stolen and then sold to China. So Israel ultimately has all the things tied up because they have to be behind all of it. So they can run things. And this has been going on through history. Like you, I was glad you mentioned, because I was going to say about Solomon's Temple. That's what Masonry is. And above the 33rd degree, the year that Christ died in his life, right, you have to denounce Christ in Masonry. See, people don't want to bring that part out either. And whether you believe in Christ or Trinity or not, it's a fact. Okay, God is a creator, and he's over all this. He knows what's going on. He's letting it happen as we need to learn from it. I mean, how did we live through Obama and Mike Schell? You know, and all the other ones before them that were selling us out. It wasn't just one administration. I think there's trying to be some Marines pulled back in. But ultimately, it is the usury system. Okay, capitalism is nationalized usury, plus communism is communitarianism. This is what we are all under. The law is even coded as that in France right now.
Communism and capitalism are Rothschild's European plan. And they're both came from the same source.
Right, right. But I'm saying capitalism is usury. It's nationalized usury.
Sure.
People like to think
sure.
of that as, you know, and maybe some pie-in-the-sky idea is different. And also with the Kabbalah. Now, Pike wrote Revelations, and of course in the Bible it's singular, Revelation. But with the Kabbalah. Now this is interesting because I know when I was reading, studying, I was about to mess with it.
Do you have a question, Murph, for our guest? Because we do have some other callers lined up.
Okay, I just want to present this to him and see what he thinks, okay? On the page, it would say the female side of the Kabbalah is on the left side. But on the page, it would show it on the right-hand side. It would be by your left hand. Now, Tim Riefat, and I guess others, showed that Madonna in that Eurovision thing in Tel Aviv flipped the pillars right in front of all the rabbis. So I think we're starting to see a lot more revealing in that respect, too. I just wonder what you thought about that.
You know, I know a lot of people talk about the Kabbalistic side of this. That's not really my area of expertise. I know that there's occultism in this. The Noahide laws, I don't think, are necessarily spoken of in the Kabbalah. However, I do know that they are using Kabbalistic mysticism to entice people. So people might not be interested, or not everyone is going to be interested in these very kind of conservative, orthodox ideas. A lot of people are. I mean, that's why Muslims are interested. A lot of Christians are interested because they hear no idolatry, no blasphemy, no homosexuality, no killing, no stealing, no animal abuse, setting up courts of justice. And they say, this really sounds great. This is what I believe in. And some of them do want more harsh punishments because they believe that Christianity has been too lenient. And that's why we kind of have the problems that we have today. But I do know that there's an area of it where they try to endear you to Judaism by using the Kabbalah, and it sounds all spiritual, and it sounds New Age, and it sounds occulty, and all that kind of stuff. But as for the Kabbalah and the Noahide laws, I really don't have any information on that. I don't think that there's much cross-section between those two schools of thinking.
I don't know either. It's probably all related. But listen, Crino, Christian in name only, religions are man-made for control. We are spirits, first and foremost. We need no intermediary, any priest for spirit, medicine, or law. This is what we have to do. Take back our self-responsibility. This is each of us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's take Kathleen in Texas. Kathleen?
Hello?
Kathleen, you there?
Apologize to God for not having that the scriptural numbers for you. But in one of the Gospels, Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and he says, he uses the word korban, and he says, you have made my father's law of no effect, and this korban, and it turns out that, you know, the honor thy father and thy mother, they had changed it so that if they became Pharisees or Sadducees, they didn't have to take care of their parents. Anyway, that was one thing. But, and then, you know, of course, the synagogue, telling them they were from the synagogue of Satan. But I was listening to Michael Savage on Friday the 10th of July. And at one point between 7 and 8, he was ranting about the people who were doing all the looting and everything with only one race being important. And he said this reminded him, this is just like what happened in Germany, where they said that the Jews killed Jesus. And I thought, now wait a second, the Jews did kill Jesus, you know, but it just sat there. Well, I mean, I turned it off, but this whole thing about the Trinity and Dr. Lorraine Day writing who rewrote the Bible and all of the infiltration by so-called messianic Christians that are or Jews that enter the different churches, we have to be so alert. But just to hear Michael Savage, who had the president on just the week before, and I just was so appalled that he said that. What does he think, that they didn't kill Jesus? And then some people wanting at during Lent.
Kathleen,
when they read,
his real name is Michael Allen Weiner. That's probably why he's presenting
and,
information like that.
And he's clear about that he's Jewish. But but the thing is that during the Easter Vigil or after or before Easter, when they read from the scriptures. And they read, you know, different parts of the congregation will take different parts, like to make it theatrical. They want to eliminate the words that say, yes, crucify him, crucify him, give us Barabbas. They don't want that to be in there. And, you know, the whole idea that trying to minimize the fact that they did kill Jesus. And now I know the Romans carried it out, but the whole story of Pontius Pilate was clear, you know, so, but it's, so that was what I wanted to just bring. I was just so shocked that Michael Savage, who's pretty considered a conservative and all of this, you know, would say such a thing. Okay. Well, anyway, thank you. And,
well, thank you,
appreciate
Kathleen.
Appreciate the call.
Isn't that interesting
the show
that they get other people to do the dirty work?
Yes, yes.
Like the Romans, Romans instead of, like us fighting.
Well, that's what I said about them, and that's what I said about them inducting these Muslims, that they're going into the Muslim world and they're saying, let's work together, let's make the Noahide and the Sharia work together.
Right. Interesting. Okay, we do have another
Thank
caller.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
We have Fred in Michigan.
Hey.
Hi, Fred.
Hello. Thanks for having Vince Moon. And I was wondering, within the Noahide text, the Noahide world code, is there reference to the fact that according to their preeminent rabbis, which I presume are Shabbat Lubavitch, that their god is Lucifer?
I know that there's Jews who have said that. I know that there are Jews that say that. I don't think that Chabad Lubavitch, especially in regards to these Noahide laws, I don't think they're going to come out and tell people that these are satanic laws or anything like that. But I know a lot of Christians believe that. But, you know what I mean? It's definitely it's anti-Christian law, and it's deceptive. It's deceptive law. You know, it's not just, they're not just coming in guns blazing, coming after everyone. You know, this is kind of like, it's a deception going on. So, I mean, if you kind of put everything together, those who are granted authority are doing the beheadings, and there's going to be a great deception, and even the elect would be deceived. Start looking into this slow inculcation of the Noahide laws in the Christian community. If you go on YouTube and type in Noahide laws and Christian or something like that, start going through the videos, you're going to see pastors that are going to come out, and they're saying, well, you know, anyone who's against the Noahide laws are anti-Semitic. This is another thing that they have going on, where they tell you the Noahide laws are in the Bible, they're in the Book of Acts. The Book of Acts doesn't talk about setting up Noahide courts and beheading people. And the Noahide laws are a lot more detailed than just those seven laws. There's lots of details. You need the Talmud to have the Noahide laws. It doesn't come from Christianity. It doesn't come from the New Testament. So whatever their god is, it's a very deceptive god.
Well, let me just say this. Tex Mars was a infrequent guest here at RBN. And one of his books, Voices from the Dead, Tex cites this guy, Simeon Bar Yochai, founder of Freemasonry, hater of Christianity, the best of the Christians kill. He advocated, this is Rabbi Yochai, he advocated sex with children. He authorized it in the Talmud with three-year-old girls as Jewish law. And he said, the Holy Serpent is God. The Kabbalah Zohar, which he authored, were transferred to him by the fallen angels. The Kabbalah, according to Rabbi Yochai, is superior to the Holy Bible, is full of sorcery, black magic, witchcraft. In the 30th degree ritual, Rabbi Yochai awakens from his coffin and speaks to the initiate. He leads the Masonic candidate in renouncing Christianity. He causes him to take on the satanic oath and to henceforth worship only the Masonic deity, Lucifer, and embrace only the Masonic religion that is identical to the ancient mystery religion.
Gentlemen, we do have a quick 3-minute break. We'll pick this up on the other side. Be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
All righty, we are back with our guest, Vincent Bruno, and his website is stopnoahidelaw.blogspot.com. And we have 3 minutes, so let's wrap it up. Fred, did you have another comment or question?
Yeah, really quick, and I just want Vincent to know, with whom everyone I encounter, I will be referring them to his site. Albert Pike, 33rd degree, former Sovereign Grand Commander, Freemasonry, declares, Rabbi Simeon Bar Yochai reveals the mystery of the Kabbalah. He alone provides pure truth and holds the key to man's future. I have heard people call and describe themselves as Talmudic Jews, the Coast to Coast AM, and declare themselves superior in every way. I want to ask real quick, what role, if any, did Shabbat Lubavitch Noahide Jews have in the founding of the Crown Colonies and then the Revolutionary War and the Constitutional Convention and the Civil War?
I don't know about that. Chabad Lubavitch came from Russia. I don't really know when they were started. I think they started around the 1700s. I don't know when they became a power to reckon with that can influence societies the way that they're doing now. But I don't think they had much to do with that. But they have come central states. They have control over the United States government, the United Nations. I don't know. I know that Chabad wasn't necessarily the only organization working on that Vatican infiltration. Freemasonry, I'm sure, was infiltrated by non-Chabad Jews. Don't fall into the trap of saying everything is Chabad, because that's what the Noahides want and the Jews want you to slip into, where it's this one radical sect. It's not all of Jewry. It's not the State of Israel. It's the State of Israel. It's AIPAC. It's United with Israel. It's everyone.
Yeah, and I would say Zionism is Bolshevik Judaism. Thank you.
Thanks, okay. Daryl.
Thank you, Fred. Okay, we have about 1 minute. What a lot of information you've produced on your website, and I hope that people will visit.
Yes, and please sign the petition to have these laws repealed. The more people we have, the more people in Congress and in other high powers are going to start listening to. And that's, I want to end it on, these laws need to be repealed. They want those laws to stay in there. You will notice they will do everything in their power to make sure you don't repeal these laws. They don't care how offensive they are to you. You know, they're going to go to great measures to convince you, like that woman that just called in, it's National Ice Cream Day. No, it is not National Ice Cream Day. These laws need to be repealed. They don't want them to be repealed. Believe me, we need to do this to draw out Jewry. They will come out and they will fight very hard, and they will expose themselves in doing so.
Wow. Okay. Well, we need to revisit this in a while. I really do. I would really love to have you come back. Like I say, the information that you've given, and oh my gosh, you could spend weeks looking through the website and reading the details. And you have direct links to this stuff. It isn't just what you're claiming. You have direct links to everything that you claim. It's amazing. So,
yeah,
I appreciate
all from Jewish sources. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Mainstream Jewish sources. I appreciate your research.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you for having me on.
Thank you, Vincent. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you next week. Thank you. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.